بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، إن شاء الله in this period till Zohar we'll be firstly discussing 2-3 minutes the importance of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and revising a few sunnahs as a practice that inshallah when we go home we should realize the importance of this and take out time and have ta'aleem in the home. One important aspect of the ta'aleem should be the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the only way to become the beloved of Allah is by following the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only way to get success in this world, qabr, akhirat, whether it's in our deen, whether it's in our dunya, it's only by the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we find we have a lot of problems in the world because we are imitating everybody else besides Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every other way besides the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never give us success. Impossible. So we have to come back onto the beautiful way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we'll see this is so simple, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't leave one stone unturned to teach us from morning till night, from birth till death, every aspect how to lead our life. If we just follow this way of life, we'll see what goodness will come in the home. And as our Shaykh says, there's no vacuum in by Allah Ta'ala. Like all the modern science, they'll tell you vacuum, empty space. By Allah, there's no empty space. If one thing goes out, the other thing will come out. In the earlier days, Alhamdulillah, our parents, grandparents, they were much more concerned of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that time there was nur in the house, there was love in the house, there was goodness in the house. And as time went, sadly, Shaitan made so much effort that he took out all the nur, sunnah started disappearing, and the terrible evil of TV, and then it's just going where we can't explain. And now that nur went away, so the darkness came in the house. So now we have to go reverse the situation. If we all scream light, light, light won't come. But if one simple person brings one candle and put it on the minbar, that amount of light will come. Another person brings 10, 15, 20 people bring candles and light up, how much light will come? So exactly the same. We start with one sunnah in the house, that amount of light will come, so much darkness will go. And like this it will increase. So Allah give us tawfiq. Yesterday we learned the sunnah with regard to leaving the masjid, that when you leave, and so simple, but we'll see how unmindful we are. When we go out, I don't even know which leg I went out. And the masjid is here where the glass doors start, as Moana explained, Moana Musa Sahab. So we should be conscious. When you're going out of the masjid, leave the masjid with your left foot. Read Bismillah. Read Durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Then read the dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Four sunnahs you just practice in not even 1 minute. You got 400 shaheed sawab just to bring alive those sunnahs. The reward of the sunnah itself, we can't imagine. So sunnahs are very, very great. Today we learn the sunnahs of miswak. That is, it is sunnah to make miswak for every wuzu. Whenever you're making wuzu, and a believer should be in his protection. And what is our protection? Wuzu is our protection. So we should be in wuzu all the time. And then keep your miswak with you all the time. When you have to relieve yourself, you have to wash your hands, just make a full wuzu, another 1-2 minutes extra. And when you make miswak, that is also protection, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And that will increase your amal by 70 times, just to make miswak. And then the sunnah method has explained you how to hold the miswak. That also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu has narrated it as follows. Place the small finger, the small finger of the right hand, that is the small finger of your right hand, and below, place the small finger of the right hand below, that is under the miswak, that means the miswak will be on top here, and place the thumb below the head of the miswak, that means these two fingers will be under the miswak, that is the thumb to control the miswak, and the other three fingers here, the small finger will be here and the thumb here, and these three fingers on top. And then you make miswak starting from the right side top, bottom side down, right side bottom, right side top, left side top and left side down. And in this way, 3 times we make miswak. And this is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to bring this alive. The Shaitan has made every effort that every week we got on our list, most people got on their list, toothbrush and toothpaste. But miswak we don't have on our list. Whereas that should be on our list. All these other things that got no value, that will automatically go out of our. And see the barakat of miswak, Hazrat Mawlana Abrar Haqsaab Rahmatullah Ali says, that 80, 70 years in my life, I never used a miswak. I didn't have one day problem with my teeth really. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Further, the very important lesson we're learning during this period is after iman, the greatest thing to protect our iman, to increase our iman, to fulfill the object of our life, Allah has given us the gift of salah. And this is such a great gift that Allah Ta'ala mentions, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. That Allah says successful already the believers are. But which believers? Those who realize who we are. And what are we, and how to be on the road of success, those people who establish namaz, and they have khashi'un, they have concentration, devotion, and so to realize what namaz is all about, and how our life will become life, and how our whole deen will come in order, our whole dunya will be order. And that is actually, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a disciplined nation. We're supposed to be disciplined, but that is if we realize that after iman, the most important thing to bring our whole deen in order and our dunya in order is salah. But we didn't pay attention to that. That's why today we see our lifestyle is undisciplined also. And so much we're living an upside down lifestyle, that now we feel deen is hard and dunya is easy. Whether deen is the most easiest thing. So already, and this is actually a bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, was a very great pious servant, fought in the time of the British, even gave his life. He gave a bayan on the reality, what is namaz all about? What is this great gift that Allah Ta'ala has given to us to make our life valuable? And when you establish your namaz, Allah will give you dominance on the earth. We will be ruling the earth. Like Hazrat Umar Rajnaw explained, we were the most degraded nation. Then we came to realize who we are with the sohbat, the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we established our salah, we ruled the world. And then he used to write to his ministers throughout the country that inna hamma umurikum indi as-salah. You know, the most important matter as far as your ruling, your province, as far as I am concerned, what I learned from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your salah. That is the counselor and the mayor of that province, if his salah is not in order, that province will never be in order. So that is what is most important. And for that, so this bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, he gave a very beautiful bayan, and then it became nobody knew about it. It became, it wasn't common. Then a person by the name of Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Khalifa of the Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, he found this kitab somewhere and he read it and he said, what namaz is all about? We don't know the reality of this. And his other friends also, they just saw this kitab and a simple bayan, short kitab, but what it got? We can't, your life you can spend, you won't be able to explain this. As we try to explain basically, and we are already running out of time. So we can't go into much detail. So when they realized this, they said, no, this kitab must be reprinted. And this kitab must be made known now. And we find our mashayikh, when we come to learn who we are, Allah has sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest of all, to bring mankind out of their slumber and darkness, that you are insan, what you living like an animal. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those sahaba who came in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they realized who we are, what Allah made us, the royal slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they realized that this kitab is extremely important. They reprinted it. Sufi Iqbal Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, he added some important footnotes also, explanation, because the actual bayan was in old Urdu and a bit difficult to understand. So he explained it in more detail. So we already finished with the whole first explanation, etc. We started with the lesson one of us, Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, we finished with that already, and we are busy with the footnotes that Sufi Iqbal Sahib has explained. But just as a brief summary for us, for all of us to realize and put our minds together, that this is a very, and every program here is not just to fill up a slot. Every program, as we learned, is very important. We shouldn't think that only Hazrat is conducting the program after Asr. No, that program I must be there. These other programs are not important. It's extremely important. Especially this plot also, very important. And from the time it starts, the Fazail, then all the Masail, etc. These are the foundation. If your foundation is not there, how can you put up a building? And this is what will make us, Allahu Akbar, not only to realize what is a human being, what is an insan, but will take us to the heights that Hazrat says the Malaika will envy us. We'll become the great friends of Allah. But we have to start from the foundation. So here it's not just a matter that Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi, a great sheikh of his time, he says if you came here to the Khanka just to become a Sufi, you think you'll just be making zikr and walking around like a with zikr, but you don't know who you are still, then you came to the wrong place. But agar insan banna ho, to yaha ajao. If you want to become a human being and become a real, the real royal slave of Allah, then come learn here how to become a human being. Then you can still progress to become a Muslim, then a mu'min, then a wali of Allah, and then where and where you can progress. There's no limit. Allah is unlimited, and the progress to the marifat and the love of Allah is unlimited. So briefly, in the first few lessons that we learned, Hazrat explained to realize first of all what a great gift namaz is, what namaz is all about. Then very important, you have to do a call in the marifat, the recognition of Allah. First know who we are, whose slaves are we, who is our Allah. Unfortunately, like Hazrat Muhammad Paranpuri rahmatullah used to say, today we just know Allah is a 5-letter word, how we spell Allah. But when you come to know who is Allah, Allah is Khallaqi Azim, the mighty, great creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, although He is so great and mighty, Allah is Arhamur Rahimin. Allah is an embodiment of mercy. Allah has created us out of His mercy. So for that, where you will get this? You won't get it in the books of fiqh also. You won't get it. You can become an alim in a madrasa, but you won't get this. That is, who is my Allah? This connection with Allah Ta'ala, Allah Himself says, Ar-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira. Agar you want to know about Rahman, how kind, how merciful, why Allah made us, why did Allah give me this honor? Ar-Rahman, fas'al bihi khabira. Jo ba-khabar hai, usse poocho. Ask those who know about Allah. And that is why he explained in his khutbah, Allah sent the greatest personality. And Allah Himself mentions, لَكَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهِ. The greatest favor I could do to mankind is بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. When we send the messenger from among them, from their own people who knew Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah sent Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to take us out of the darkness that we, insan, you can either become greater than the malaika, or you can either drop to be lower than the animals also. So, and when we don't realize who we are, and you don't follow a man of Allah, then you'll drop to become worse than an animal. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and sahaba came in his sohbat, Allah says, Rijal, then they became men. Then they realize what is a man. A man is that person who doesn't fall, his gaze just falls on any woman in the street. A man is all the time, يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. That this life Allah gave me a truck, I have to go report in the court of Allah one day. And Allah is going to ask me, so they worried of that, what a report I'm going to give. And Allah has got a full report of our life. Allah will say, Ikra kitabak, here's your book, you read it yourself. You hear your life story. You don't have to even tell me. Now you make your own decision which direction you have to go. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and turned the world upside down. That world that was lost, zulumatum ba'dha fawqa ba'd, layers of darkness which was virtually impossible. Generations and generations could pass. You could have never turned that nation around. But look at the figure of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ عَنِتْ مَعَنِتْتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had great desire. The smallest difficulty for any man, he took it as pain to him. And he was concerned that how people can realize who we are, that we are the slaves of Allah, and the reality of Allah is to penetrate that heart. Anyway, there's a lot of detail, but inshallah, as we carry on, it will come. that first of all, so as Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi explained this ayat Ar-Rahman Fasal Bi Khabira, very simple, that agar dood chahe to kaha milega, dood walo se, agar kebab chahe to kaha milega, kebab walo se, agar mitai chahe to kaha milega. He says, if you want to buy milk, where you'll get? Go buy it from the dairy, the supermarket. If you want mitai, where you'll get it? From the mitai shop, you can't go hard way and buy a mitai there. They'll cost you, your screws are loose. Here we sell screws here. Then, if you want kebabs, then go there. Or agar Allah chahe, to kaha milega? Allah walo se. In the Darul Ulum, from the maktab onwards, you'll just get information about Allah. But to know Allah, who is Allah, that you have to come by the man of Allah. And that will be transferred heart to heart. And then you'll see, when you just get an idea who Allah is, then you start get Allah's greatness starts pouring in your heart. And the reality that, I must only please my Allah. So the second thing we learn after that was whatever we do after that, now realize my niyat, that only for my Allah. That is, Allahumma inni asaluka radaka wal jannah. That, oh Allah, my object and purpose is only your pleasure. And this will come gradually, as we say, that this is the high position we want to reach, to become a wali of Allah. But we have to climb up the step ladder. We have to start from the foundation. And that is why we see our elders set up the foundation of maktab, etc. But unfortunately, we didn't value these things. We breaking down these structures ourselves, and we see what havoc, and we crying the ummah is in turmoil today. We have to go back to the foundations. So our niyat, and this will come when a person realizes, and that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us in this dua, that jannat is afterwards. Allahumma inna saluka radaka, oh Allah, I want your pleasure. If Allah is happy with you, and then you enter jannat, all the bounties will be there, but your object, I must be in the company of Allah, which is the greatest gift of jannat. And then thirdly, then as far as now you realize how to make my Allah happy, how to get connected to Allah Ta'ala, Allah gave us this great gift of salah. This great, that such a great gift that all the other commands, even iman, Allah sent Jibreel down to the world, and it was the revelation came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But when it came to salah, which is the fundamental basis to protect our iman, the greatest thing is iman. Iman is more valuable than life. And when we didn't realize this, we didn't make an effort on the pillar after iman, and that pillar got destroyed. Today we see, we were more worried. Shaitan brought one pandemic. We were more worried of COVID saving my life than worried about my iman. That the masjid can close, it doesn't matter. My iman can be affected, it doesn't matter. But the friends of Allah who knew the value of iman, they said, we won't close the masjid. Here is where you will strengthen your iman. And you'll know, disease can't kill me. No gun can kill me. Nothing. Allah has written my life. So I have to build my connection with Allah Ta'ala. So that reality for us to get, now when you understand that that is the gift of salah, now you'll be worried, how must I perform salah? That person is successful, not just who comes last minute, in and out, etc. But الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. He's devoted, he's concentrated. Before he goes salah, his mind is focused, etc. So what is all this khushu, khudu that we talk about? This concentration and devotion, it's not something beyond. It's every person. Allah didn't give us any command, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah didn't give any command that is beyond your ability. We got the misconception, as we will learn in the lesson today also, that this concentration and devotion is not of absorption, that you don't know what is happening. It's simple. From the basics, and you go up, you'll see how easy is this concentration and devotion. So he explained that. The next point that Sufi Iqbal Sahib explained, before you can even start learning the reality of namaz, now when you realize the value of namaz, you realize what concentration is within my ability. Now try and practice 40 days at least. Try and practice that you be on time for salah with takbir-e-ula. A person who performs his salah 40 days with takbir-e-ula, and even better in the first step, Allah Ta'ala will free you from hypocrisy. And Allah Ta'ala will free you from the fire of Jahannam. Otherwise he says our salah, that we're supposed to get the rahmat of Allah, we فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Musa alayhi salatu was salam, Allah called him and to make him a Nabi, to Mount Tur and to give him Torah. Allah Ta'ala told him, stay 30 days itikaf here. He stayed 30 days on Mount Tur, and then he kept Rosa also. Then Allah Ta'ala told him, complete another 10 days. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى صَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَا بِعَشْرٍ. It's all in that ayah, the details. He completed for 40 days. Allah gave him the nur of hidayat for the whole mankind. Allah gave him his guidance. He was looking for light for his family, warmth for his family. She was pregnant. That's the whole long story, the detailed story. We're not going into that. Inshallah, it must have come in the tafsir also. But what he was looking for, Allah gave him the nur for the whole ummah. Allah gave him warmth for the whole ummah. So if we practice 40 days, try and be punctual with our salah, and especially here, we are here in 9-10 days, start from now, that I won't miss one takbir-e-ula in any of my namaz. And I'll try and be in the first serf. But if you get placed, your intention was there, and you made an effort to be early. You didn't get placed in the first serf, you'll still get the reward. And then make an effort, that when you do this effort, now you realize what is the value of namaz. And then you will check after that, am I successful or not? And what will be the sign of successful? That you realize, my namaz is absolutely weak. I am the ordinary slave of Allah. Allah is so great. Allah is so magnificent. And then you realize what an effort I need to make on namaz. The greatest effort that I have to make to fulfill the object of my life is on salah. And this is a lifelong effort till we reach the qabr. So then a person will realize, but if you think, no, I read 40 days, my salah was takbir-e-ula, and I was in the khanka, now I'm a big wali of Allah. And Allah Akbar, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah used to say, the person who read here one namaz, and he said, I read the best namaz in my life, he says, that's the worst namaz of your life. Because as you recognize Allah, you get the marifat, and Allah's marifat is unlimited. Allah is unlimited, so Allah's recognition is unlimited. Allah's greatness is unlimited. Allah's love is unlimited. So as you progress, and then we'll understand, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commands us, Ya ayyuhannas, tubu ila Allah. O my people, make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ فِي الْيَوْمِ 100 times. I make tawbah and I make istighfar 100 times a day. What istighfar did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have to make? The greatest personality. There's no question of even using the word that you disobey Allah for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What position? But every minute, as the marifat of Allah used to be increasing for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah's greatness used to be increasing in his heart. He used to think, I was on a lower position. And like that, as we make effort in our namaz, we'll realize, no, I'm still far. What was my namaz? But at least you'll come to reality that what namaz is all about. Then we carried on with the next subject, the next sabak that was the reality of namaz. And what was the reality of namaz in reality? He explained that how Allah Ta'ala's kindness, etc., Allah Ta'ala's mercy, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala made this whole system of the universe for us, etc. So Hazrat was explaining this thing in detail. And at the end he explained what was the whole crux of this first lesson. That is, a person realizes the importance of namaz. And for that is why we see our daily ta'lim in the home, very important. And here we're having ta'lim, don't think it's just for zahiri amal, that's only for tabligh jamaat. No, Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُطْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. That the Quran was revealed in your home, but you also have ta'lim in your home. Allahu Akbar. The greatest home. Who could be a better home than the home of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? But Allah said, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you also have ta'lim in your home. Quran Sharif should be recited. Right, we learn the correction of our surahs. And then fazail, how great salah is. I must know the value of salah. My wife must know. My children must know. All of us then see what that house will be. A Muslim house won't be just a house that's written 786. O Haza min Fadli Rabbi. A Muslim house is that house who's got ta'lim in the house, who's got the nur of tilawat, who's got the nur of sunnah in that house. So that house that has to have ta'lim. So the importance of namaz. then what a great gift this namaz is. That all the creation put together, Allah has just given them one part of salah. For example, the trees and all that, they are just in the standing position. Even the buildings, don't think they are dead. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّيُ بِحَمْدِي وَلَا كِلَّا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَ. Everything is in the praises of Allah Ta'ala. So don't think that if we doing the praises of Allah, we doing a favor. Impossible. It is Allah's kindness. Allah doesn't need our praises. But here we learn that Allah gave the whole creation one aspect. That is, they are in the standing position. Then the animals, four-legged animals, etc., they in the position that they are in ruku all the time. Then we see the mountains, the earth, they are in the sitting position all the time. And then, Allahu Akbar, the constellations, the heavenly bodies, all the planets, etc., they rotating all the time. So they are in the that ibadat of making harkat. In namaz, you have to start stand, then go for ruku, then go for sajda. So movement in namaz, they are in that posture. Then forget them. The malaika also engaged. Some malaika only reading tasbih. Some malaika only making tilawat of Quran. Some malaika only making dua. So they are engaged in just one aspect of salah. And then, oh, salah is such a great gift that all your other ibadat, You're performing two rakat salah, but zakat is included in this. And then your hajj is also included in salah. Whole hajj is included in your two rakat namaz. Then jihad is also included in the two rakat namaz. All your ibadat, just in two rakat salah, Allah gave it to who? We are sarkari chehla. We are the very, very special from all the creation. Allah says, walakad karramna bani adam. That, oh insan, we gave you the greatest honor. We made you our royal slaves. So to become the real royal slave, you have to color in the color of Allah. And what will bring this color? That one is, you sit in the company of the man of Allah and learn how to make the zikr of Allah. And then you will be looking forward. It will be impossible that you think of missing your salah. You won't want under all costs. You can be sick also. You will be performing salah. You can't stand, you'll sit and read. You can't sit and read, you lay down. But my salah is important. When a person just comes to realize this, so Allah Ta'ala has explained that Allah made us the royal servant. And who are we? Allah Ta'ala says, "Min ayyi shay'in khalaqa." Think from what I created you. I created you one dirty droplet of sperm. Dirty, and every hole in your body, only dirt comes out. But I made you my royal slave. I made you my ambassador. Now when we did, and we have to come here to my court 5 times a day. And Allahu Akbar, is like the state president. If he tells you 5 times a day report to my office, you don't say, hey, me, I'm a state president. I got special permission there. I can walk in anytime. Who is the state president? Most of them are atheists. What they know of life, they don't even know about insaniyat. This is Malikul Mulk, kings of kings, the king of kings, Allah who is Ghani, Allah who is independent, Allah who doesn't need anybody. Allah Ta'ala says, come to my court to realize who you are, that you love like a royal slave of Allah Ta'ala, and to be the slave is the greatest position. We see Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sayyidul Kawnain. He is the leader of both the worlds. He is Sayyidul Anbiya. He is the leader of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. But he taught us what? Abdiyat. How to be the slave of Allah. He says, when I get my plate of food, I realize, oh Allah, this is a gift from you. I don't deserve this food. And he sits on the floor in a squatting position or in attahiyat position with utter respect, realizing where this came from, who gave me my life. And he reads Bismillah and eats like a humble slave. And when we don't know who we are, we want to sit like bosses on armchairs. And even in the Haramain Sharifain, we more worried not to be present in the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which hotel I'm going to be staying. Is there bed and is there breakfast there? And then we go for breakfast, all mixing, men and women standing in the line and sitting on armchairs. What pain must have been gone through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's heart. That I came to teach my ummah abdiyat, how to be the slave of Allah, and we want to love like Lord. Allah Ta'ala showed us, you want to love like Lord, and you want to forget Allah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be like people who forget Allah. Allah will leave you, you'll forget yourself who you are. You will fall into depression. You will fall into anxiety. And to solve your problem, instead of coming back to Allah, you will go to the psychologist. You will go to psychiatrist. They take you another 50 years back. Put you more in depression. Give you antidepressants. Then you go into injections. You go into drugs. And where you end up committing suicide. Allah says, I didn't create you for that. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Did I create you for tomfoolery? No, I made you my royal slave. So Hazrat is explaining that further, when a person realizes that me, I am the most worthless slave of Allah. I am not worth one speck, but Allah gave me this honor. And to realize this honor, Allah Ta'ala tells me, present yourself in my court 5 times a day. What great honor. And in Allah gave open permission. You don't have to pay entrance fees. You don't have to report online, etc. Although Shaitan made such an effort that our iman became so weak that we had to be closing our masjid. And then you had to register online who wants to go. Allah says, this is the house of Allah. Nobody has got right to block the doors of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only a stupid idiot, a person who is oppressing himself, will close the doors of Allah ta'ala. Allah's door is supposed to be open all the time. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ Allahu Akbar. Well, am I explained in Surah Al-Uhiyah, Surah Al-Jinn, all the ayats, they start with وَأَنَّ وَأَنَّ وَتَزَبَرْ. And you can read it according to Qiraat, you can read it Inna also. But only this ayat, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ, verily the masjids are only for Allah. This ayat, you can't read it with a zair. You can't read it inna. You can only read it anna. And ulama have explained, because anna, the zabar, is called fatah in Arabic. Because it's got a fatah and you can only read it with fatah, Allah is showing us that the masjids must only be maftuh, must be open all the time. Allahu Akbar. Today we don't come to the masjid. Allah showed us, Allah is not in need of us. Allah is not in need of the building. And then Allahu Akbar, we come to the masjid as if we are big lords. Now we are hearing of crime in the masjid. Now we are hearing of people, because we brought our dunya to the masjid. We are supposed to be learning how to be the slaves of Allah and guide the world. The world that is lost, we following the blind, deaf and dumb, and we falling into this trap. So Allah Ta'ala says, now as you realize, Allah Ta'ala has put an announcer. The Muazzin is a special announcer of Allah. That, and he's got such high position, we don't know the value of Azan. That is, we'll see on the day of Qiyamah. The Muazzins will have long necks that everybody will recognize. This is the person who called me to success. That come to Salah. The moment you think, Salah, I'm busy in this deal. I'm busy in this meeting. Allah says, that meeting, that deal, your success is not there. Hayya ala Salah. Come here to Allah. Hayya ala Salah. Come to my darbar. I'll sort out your matters. I'll teach you how to solve out your problems, etc. So a person who comes for Salah in this way, and then Allahu Akbar, and if he thinks that, no, I can't manage, I'm a bit tired, etc., Allah Ta'ala says, that great being who is giving you such a great favor, such a great ni'mat, only a person who's baseless, who's most mean, who's extremely foolish, he'll make an excuse and say, I can't manage to go for Salah. Or he'll take his time and come lackadaisical and just come for namaz, last in, last out. And then like Hazrat says, because of our negligence, then Allah brings that type of rulers upon us and that type of laws in our. Now we hear the labor laws, the person who was hired last, when you're retrenching, he must be retrenched first. Why? Because we come last in the masjid and we first out. So we are causing all this. And according to our namaz is there to strengthen our iman. That you learn now, basically, how to build this concentration. That one is, it is a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I must go with the proper etiquette. I'm going to the royal court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just get one appointment by one counselor. Now you're checking the time. I mustn't be late. And I must go well dressed, etc. Here you come into the house of Allah. Allahu Akbar, the kings of kings, Allah who gave me my body, Allah who gave me my clothes, Allah who's given me my brains and everything, and I just go how I want to, I go like a billboard to the masjid. You must present yourself not what you think is beautiful, what is beautiful in the eyes of Allah. Allah said, walibasu taqwa, the clothes of piety, that you fear I'm going to the court of Allah, I'm trying to wear the clothes that Allah said, follow my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after me, ma'ana ali wa sahabi, those who follow my path, and the path of my sahaba, and till the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, you will find the righteous fire servants. Look at their example, how they dress, and go to the masjid like that. Not how we think, what's wrong? I got the new jacket, night jacket, this is so much, 5,000 rand. But you're coming with a night stick, which is the sign of the Greek goddess in the court of Allah. You don't even know how shaitan made us a fool. So Allah Ta'ala says, and when a person realizes, and you don't realize, Allah Ta'ala has given stern warnings. How is it that you don't pay attention and come to namaz? This is also not a punishment that Allah wants to punish us. It is like a father tells his son, that my son, now I'm giving you this business, everything. I'm giving it over to you. And that was just one part of his estate. He still got lot. But the son doesn't pay attention. He doesn't go on time. He's the business is telling. So he told his son, you don't want to pay attention, I'm taking it away from you. And you can go and find your own way. So it's not that the father is harsh on him. He didn't realize the value of it. He didn't appreciate it. And why? Another beautiful example. Why Allah has mentioned punishment and warned us. You stay away, then you're depriving yourself to become the beloved of the great creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who's so kind. You want to deprive yourself? What height of stupidity. It is like my father, he gave all his sons, he got 5-6 sons, set them up in business, gave them, their business is flourishing, and now he's realized that the end of my life is coming. He still got a big estate left. He says, I'm inviting all you people this weekend, that you all must come, because I want to now, whatever lost left, I want to distribute to you. And the one who thinks he's too busy, he won't come. Then whatever I gave him also, I'll take that away. So it's not that he wants to take it away. He wants to show him, you're not appreciating what you're giving, and I want to give you more and you're not coming. Allahu Akbar. So Allah wants to give us unlimited. We can't imagine. That is why Allah teaches us, when you come in the court of Allah, don't just start your namaz. Think, Iman, I am the slave of Allah. It's not just, it's Allah's command upon me. And Allah commanded me, Allah can command a thousand other slaves. Allah allowed me in the royal court. And it is Allah's command. I'm the slave of Allah. Oh Allah, I'm so happy you gave me this golden opportunity. And not only that, a slave doesn't deserve any reward. But the reward Allah has promised, Allahu Akbar. Just entering the masjid alone, malaika making du'as, etc. So istisaba, what reward Allah is going to give you? Allahu Akbar. Not, we shouldn't be like that person. That the Mawlana gave an example. And to encourage people to come for salah, he says, 40 days if you come for your salah regularly on time, takbir-e-ula, then I'll give you a buffalo. So this person, a farmer, and the buffalo that time was today, like you say, you give a person a jet, or you give him the best car in the world. And so he says, I must go for my salah. That buffalo I must get. So he came for salah. After 40 days, he came to remind Maulisab, Maulisab, where's my buffalo? Say, what buffalo? Say, you said in the bayan that day, you say 40 days for namaz, what, jamaat, you'll get one buffalo? He says, bhai, I can't afford a bicycle. Where am I going to give you a buffalo? He says, Maulisab, I thought as much that I don't trust you earlier you're going to give me. So that 40 days I came, but I didn't even read namaz with wuzu. So that is our condition. So we doubt that what Allah is going to give us. So Allah, Allahu Akbar, inna wa'ad Allahi haq, Allah's promises are 1,000,000% true. Shaitan will give the bayan on the day of Qiyamah. Allah promised you, I also promised you. You knew I'm a liar, but you followed me. I told you that no, don't go for namaz now. This man is doing a big deal with you. You have to sign these forms. I wasted my time there. I lost that deal. I lost the big deal with Allah. Because I left Allah's deal, my dunya will never come right. Many people will say that, Maulisab, where are you? Why are you not coming for salah? I just had a problem with my computers. When that is sorted out, Moana, you would say, I won't miss one namaz. Your computers will never get sorted out till you come first come for salah. Our life won't get sorted out first for salah. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that, Hazrat is explaining here, that we get lazy, etc. Realize this is the desire of my nafs. Allah has gave me so much honor. Allah has commanded me, come to my court 5 times a day. And don't deprive yourself. And this laziness and desire, etc., this is actually Allahu Akbar. Your nature that you don't love a life according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you don't realize who you are. That me, not worthy, Allahu Akbar. I'm not worthy to be an existing creature of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O insan, what has given you deception of your great Rabb, who's so kind? Who is kareem? Alladhi yatafaddalu alayna biduni istihqaqin. That great being who favors without deserving it in the least. But we don't deserve it. Allah made me ashraful makhlukat. Allah made me in the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah allows me to dress according to sunnah, to wear the topi, to have a beard. This is not just an ordinary thing. This is a great gift of Allah. So we shouldn't be shy to dress in this way. We shouldn't have an inferiority complex. We should be honored. This is the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala reminds us here that a person who doesn't realize this, and I gave you open permission, nobody can block you from the masjid. The poorest person can get the best place right behind the imam. He comes early. That place is not reserved for anybody. Even if the mutawalli, he built the masjid himself, it's the house of Allah now. He can't reserve that place. Yes, you keep it for your sheikh or alim out of respect, you'll get double reward. But that place, it's for anybody. And it can't be reserved. Yes, if you came early, you were sitting, you had some work, and you came back, you leave us something to show that's your place. Then you're entitled to it. But you coming back after the next namaz and you booking it from now, there's no bookings in the masjid. So we should realize, but today we didn't realize who we are. We get honored that I got grandstand position. You know, in the World Cup, I was in the grandstand. You are following in the places of shaitan, you're happy. And in the house of Allah, we see, we push one another forward. That you take this place. Yes, if it's an elderly person, a respectable alim or something, and you push him forward, or out of respect, you'll get double sawab. But, see normally how we are. So a person, this is a person who doesn't realize, and out of his desires, he became the slave of his nafs. Ghair hazi rokar, mahroomi ka sabab ban sakta hai. That just now, because our nature has become such, that we don't realize who we are, so we're living an upside down life. We prefer to be in the faulty places. And the best place, there we're not eager to go. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best places are the houses of Allah, where Allah's mercy is descending, Allah's rahmat. And the worst places are the bazaars. We see we in the bazaar, azan is going on, we're not even attentive, we don't even realize. Namaz can go, it doesn't matter. We don't know what harm we're causing to ourselves. And today we can see what is my condition, what is the condition of the ummah. That is why Allah has announced stern warning. Not that Allah wants to punish us, Allah doesn't want to punish us. That is why Allah, and see how the arrangements Allah made. Not only Allah sent Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah ta'ala, sahaba followed in their footsteps, then the tabi'in, and till qiyamah, Allah said, be with the righteous pious servants. Then Allah brought special moments, the special month of Ramadan, that don't forget who you are. I send you here to become my beloved friend. Although you my slave, I'll make you my best friend. Allahu Akbar. But we don't realize this, we just causing great harm to ourselves. So Hazrat says, ab mujhe jaan lena chahiye, ke aisi ni'mat-e uzma aur mahboob-e haqeeqi ke karam se mahroom rehkar, apne muhsin wa khaliq wa malik, aur dunya akhirat ke char asas ko naraz karke, sakht azaab ka maul lena, bari manadani aur kameena pan. He says, I should realize this now. At least come to your senses and understand. That is why Allah Ta'ala has sent every person in the world with that capacity to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, Kullu mauludin, every child I send in the world, yuladu ala fitra, is born on a natural dispensation. And what is that natural thing that you want? You saw Allah in alami arwa, now you want to build your connection with Allah. So it's the duty of the parent. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, sadly, whichever house you born, if it's the people who didn't realize who is Allah, they became Jews, Christians, you'll grow up like a Jew and Christian. And if you're in the house of a Muslim, and they don't know what is the value to be a Muslim, we got every other way of life in our homes besides Islam. The first thing the child has to be, to hear, to open his heart up, is azan in the one ear, iqamat in the other ear. That is what the child is supposed to be hearing. The child is supposed to be hearing Allah's name in the house. But unfortunately, when the child doesn't learn this, now Satan takes the better part of the child. And then what we think now, it's my life. I can be, one day I can be a boy, one day I can be a girl, one day I can be queer. Where he has taken us? Right to the worst, lowest and lowest of ebb. Even animals feel shy to think that where do you see an animal mate with an animal, a male with a male. So Allah Ta'ala says, this is the height of meanness. This is the height of stupidity. And you don't realize that the great, great gift of Allah Ta'ala from my true beloved, Allah who loves me more than myself, Allahu Akbar, Allah who is fulfilling every need of mine every split second, Allah whose love for me is with no ulterior motive. My love for my wife also is ulterior motive. For my parents also, I want something, that's why I'll do work for them. Allah's love is totally pure. And Allahu Akbar, Allah's love is out of His kindness. Allah doesn't need to give us love. It is Allah's kindness. So to remain deprived of this, your muhsin, that one who is really doing you a favor. Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh explained so beautifully. Somebody went for Umrah and he thought of you there, he came back, he brought you a topi. You didn't even tell him anything. He came back, he says, I thought of you in Medina Sharif and I brought you the topi. You get so happy. You go home, you tell your prayer, your wife, what a friend that is. I didn't even meet him, but he went, he thought of me. He brought the topi. You talking so much about him. You praising him, everything. Very good. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us that if you don't appreciate people, where are you going to learn to appreciate Allah? But we are so weak-minded, we just stop there. We don't think that he brought the topi, how kind is he? The being that gave me my head to put on the topi, how kind is Allah? We don't make shukr to Allah. And to come in sajda and put your beard, and Allah didn't give us empty head. Allah gave us a head full of brains. What does brains is doing today? That man is shocked at his own brains. And we don't realize it's our brains. Does brains make a walkie-talkie doll? You get shocked and you more excited than your grandchild. Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِي أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ. I made you from sand and water and now I just blew life. See what you're doing. You're running in the world now. You're doing this, you're doing that, you're talking, you're running, you're screaming. All that, Allahu Akbar. That is our end. Allah is seeing to all our needs. We don't know our needs ourselves. Allah sees to our needs. Oxygen, the best time, wal fajr. Come my servant, this is the time you can't be sleeping. Open your lungs and get the fresh oxygen. And when you stay in the company of the friends of Allah, you learn how to benefit from that oxygen in the morning also. Close your nostril and breathe in that oxygen and see how what freshness you'll get. But spread, the sons and daughters of Islam don't know who we are. When the sun is rising, we are sleeping. And we say, Islam must rise, Islam must rise. No, we have to rise to reality. And Allah who created us, Allah who is our owner, nothing belongs to us. My life don't belong to me. Everything is, I belong solely and only to my Allah. And Allah who is, Allahu Akbar, who sees to my dunya and my akhirat. And now to be just indifferent, Allah is calling me and I don't pay attention. This is like you taking upon yourself a great burden. And what height of stupidity. What you'll say, this is a mean person. Your mother cooks for you and she pampers you and you don't respect her. We say this is a namak haram. So what namak haram in eyes? Allah give us tawfiq, understanding to realize this reality and build our connection with Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah we'll carry on. Subhanallah.